Laurel Lions Club.
How much is the request for?
It's an open request.
Give them $10,000.
Can we give them money next year?
They get an annual human service grant, but in the past, we have given them $500 for...
This Vision Day?
Similar event. It was $250 each.
Grant $250 from my account, $250 from Councilman Phillips.
Second.
Motion second to grant $250 from each, Mr. Wilson, or Mr. Phillips and Mr. Vincent. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The Junior National Young Leader Conference.
Which is where?
Mr. Hardy?
Do you know who that came to?
Mr. Wilson. Yes, it's for a Mr., from a Mr. Harding.
And that won't go directly to him, but rather to the conference organization.
Give them $250.
Second, please. Motion is second, grant $250 to Junior National Young Leader Conference from Mr. Wilson's account. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Millville Volunteer Fire Company.
Yes, the Millville Fire Company is obviously, as everybody knows, has a substation, and they wanted a request to have some new meeting tables and other, you know, furniture and stuff. So I'd like to give $3,000 for them to be able to purchase a furniture for their substation and the existing facility to, as they switch things around and set up.
Second.
For their own.
I have a motion and second to give $3,000 to the Millville Volunteer Fire Company from Mr. Cole's account. Any discussion?
I would like to add one thing. Is maybe Hal, if you could, is it Frank Shade who gets our furniture?
Mr. Shade.
Okay, then forget. Or I'll ask Hal to ask Mr. Shade. I don't care how we're going to do it, so Dave doesn't have to do it. Maybe, but if you could put in there a letter stating that if they would contact Mr. Shade, he would help them. Don't we deal with this company in Greenwood still a little bit?
They're not.
They don't do it anymore?
No,
they're not making it. Because we did have, I know we did buy furniture
yes,
from them. Okay.
We did, yes.
Maybe you still connect him with Mr. Shade somehow as a reference for where to maybe get some good office furniture.
Okay.
Delmarva Forest.
Delmarva Forest, that's, I wanted to give, what was it, $500? To the Delmarva Forest. They had a fundraiser, and rain helped hurt a little bit of it, but they continue to do it. I thought they had it canceled because of rain, but they did not, so I'd like to give them $500 for that effort.
Second, please. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Introduction of proposed ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, I have three. The first one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for offices, general business, or professional to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 32,410 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of John Lingo.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 6 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.989 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of Margaret Taylor.
I'll introduce it.
And then the last one, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.93 acres, more or less. And that's on behalf of SJY LLC.
Okay, I'll introduce it.
Okay.
That is all, Mr. President.
And where is Little Creek? I thought that was up near Dover.
No.
Okay.
Little Creek 100.
Somebody give Sam a map of Sussex County.
Additional business before the council.
I'd like to get him more familiar with
Mary Varelli. Varela? Mary?
Come on down. Yes, ma'am.
Come on.
Are you
morning.
Not feeling
morning.
Are you?
Still morning, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, all. I live in Captain's Grant.
And our vice president asked me to read a letter since he could not attend today. It's pertaining to our sewers that are being installed. Okay, it starts out, it's addressed to Sussex County President Vance Phillips. I do apologize that I could not make this meeting today due to a doctor's appointment. So I've asked several of our concerned community residents to come here today to voice our outrage about the way the installation of the sewers and new roads were given. In our opinion, to the lowest bidder, which is not always the right direction to go. As was the case of the continuing incompetence of underground utilities of Linden, New Jersey. As I understand it, this group has already been handed two fines from OSHA for $30,000 for tearing up our water lines, electric, cable, lines, and wires, connecting down two of our, or knocking down two of our street lights, installing drain pipe lines which met on angles where it was impossible for water to even drain out. So cheaper is not always better, and the cost always gets higher when what was allowed. We also worried that this project wasn't scrutinized down. I'm trying to read this right. Okay. We also worried that this project was scrutinized down the road, and we would be the ones that would come out with money to repair all the shoddy work. Paving became another major force, which had everyone scaring for answers, which, by the way, left people passing the buck in order to provide answers to screaming residents for when these roads would be completed. The end of October was the first promised date. From there, it became a joke. We, as the association, looked like fools trying to appease the community. If these were to get worse, keeping the dust down with makeshift watering truck, which we have a picture of. If this sounds like I'm ranting and raving, well, I am. But if this wasn't brought now, what other projects down the road that Sussex County had to bid on might suffer the same poor hindsight in doing your homework to provide quality work for the citizens of Sussex County? Respectfully, Ed Funk, who is our vice president, which I can hand over. Okay.
Give it to our attorney, probably would be best.
Okay. Also, I know we only have a limited time. My husband had, on November 16th, I believe, contacted Brad Hawk in regards to several of the issues that we had. Okay. He did address a lot of the issues, some of the issues he was not well aware of. We have, when they did the laterals, they put in for my property, which I can speak of, they had installed it. Then I'd probably say it was a couple weeks later, it began to sink. Okay, and I was told that they would fill it in. Well, they wound up putting a pile of dirt in there, which didn't look like really soil, and it's still sinking. So I still have an issue with the problem. Several of the other residents who are here today will address some of the other issues, but I can hand in all this information.
Please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert Davis.
Thank you.
We have four folks here today on this particular issue. We'll try not to duplicate testimony.
No, I'll just
I would suggest maybe after the meeting, our deputy administrator, Hal Godwin, and our engineer, Mike Izzo, are both available. You're welcome to stay and maybe talk about this. We can't go into too much detail publicly because it's not on the agenda.
Yeah, tell us your personal problem.
My personal problem. Right. The biggest problem was all the dust all summer long. We haven't been able to clean our windows, power wash the house or anything. And there's a lot of people, the older people in the neighborhood, on breathing equipment and all that. And they just weren't watering it down. They didn't have a truck. When they brought the truck in, it wasn't working when they came in. And Jimmy has a picture of the new one they use. But the other one was the storm sewer, which is on my girlfriend's property. They yanked it out to put the main lateral in. They put it back, it was up on an angle like this. Water does not go uphill, or can't come down, whichever way. It's on an angle. So I complained about them, said, you better get it done before you put the new roads in. They finally came out and did it. But when this whole project started, we were told everything would be put back the way it was.
Or better.
Or whatever. But they came out and fixed it. They cut the pipe, made it shorter. Because from them yanking it out and all that, they busted it off. The metal came out, the rods and all that. So they cut it, and they put it back in. The only trouble now, it's short maybe this much, and I got a hole underneath. And then all this time, the engineer was there, supposed to be making sure it's done. And the contractor, he's pissed off because he has to do it.
County engineer?
Pardon me?
Was there a county engineer?
I don't know if he's county or not. He works for the engineering
inspector,
company.
Inspector, you mean, right? County inspectors.
Yeah, well, that's another story I would go along with Mr. Wilson on a lot of it. Because you can't have an inspector sitting on one side of the complex while the work's done on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told Mr. Hawks about it. I've been told that, the county don't really have much say in this. Well, I don't know if that's according to how the contracts are made or what. I don't know. But it's not stimulus money being used, which is our money, because we have to pay it back. We have no grants on this or anything like that. So that's why a lot of people are very upset. And to be treated like this all summer long, we lost a summer. The roads still are not in. And they will not be able to finish them. You can't go out and lay blacktop on this stuff right now. The other day, when they first started, the underground utilities came out, raised the sewer pipes, the sewer up. Well, you go and look at it, you can tell it's still in the gully. So I called Brad Hawks. Brad and a paving company guy from Jerry's Paving said, no, this is not right. So they brought entered the contractor back to redo them. Same time, the engineer's there. They do what they do, and fine. Next day, the highway department guys come out with a simple string, put it across, and it's still not right. So that's why it's taking so long to do the project. They don't know what they're doing. And that's my part. I can go on about it. Because I'm retired, I've been sitting there watching. It's a big fiasco. And I don't know if it's, I don't think it's Brad Hawks' thing. I don't know what the problem is, but this is what I've been told, that it's, they can't do nothing. Because as long as that engineer guy is there, they can't say much. Well, that don't sound right to be done this way. No darn money. Nope, excuse me.
All right,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Clarence Becker.
Well, wait, Mike. We'll wait to get it all getting done. Mike. No, that's all right.
And again, it really is an issue since it's not on the agenda that should be discussed.
What I'd like to do is submit documentation of damage done to my property along with pictures.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dale Thornton.
Thank you. Morning, Council. I'm Dale Thornton. I live in Captain's Grant. Now, Captain's Grant, my daughter came down to visit me. She lives in Baltimore. She said, Dad, you live in a dust bowl. I said, yeah, I know I live in a dust bowl. I can't take the car out one day without having to wash it. My house is constantly covered with dust. One car goes down the street, the dust is on the house, it's in the house. In the summer, to go out and sit on lawn furniture, forget it. Take the power washer out first or take a damp cloth off and get all the dust off. And this isn't normal dust, this is brown. If you sit in it and you got black pants on, you get up and got checkerboard on your pants. It's because it's dust, and they were supposed to, and they told everybody they were gonna run the water truck every day. They didn't run the water truck every day. Now we have a trailer up across from the Indian River Firehouse. And this trailer is the base for the county engineers and or the inspector. As I understand it, these guys report to Brad Hawks.
I think Brad Hawks reports to Mike Izzo. My contact was these guys because they were there. I'd go up there, voice my complaints. And one of the biggest things was they did a good job of laying the pipes. They had a big crew. They really rolled. They looked like pros. They looked like George and Lynch going down the highway putting down asphalt. Man, they were moving. They were doing great. As soon as they got the pipes done, they cut the workforce in half. Had they kept the workforce on, we would have been done. We would have been paved 2 months ago. But they cut the workforce in half. What did I do? I goes up to the trailer, and I talk to these two gentlemen in the trailer. And I says, they cut the workforce in half. Why'd they do that? It's dragging everything out. We're not going to get done. And I was saying this back in the summer. As you heard from the other people, the roads aren't paved yet. They started paving. They got freezing weather. They can't pave when it's freezing weather. The asphalt plants are ready to shut down. Whether we're going to get paved this year or not, I don't know. But we did try going to the trailer. I called Brad Hawks personally. This is not hearsay. Put the Bible, I'll testify. I called the man, and I told him. And he says something about pictures. I said, I don't want to hear about pictures. You got inspectors. Send the inspectors to my house. I will show them what I have on my street. To me, we're paying people to do things. Maybe it's beyond their control. But if they're sitting there and supposed to be overseeing a project, they ought to come out. Anyway, they came down. Because all the other times I went to the trailer and told them. This time they came down on my street because Brad Hawk sent them. I showed them. And what got done was half-assed. Ended up on my street with the engineer, the inspector, and a guy from Jerry's Paving. The guy from Jerry's Paving reported to Brad Hawks the condition. And then something got done. What the resident engineers were reporting, based on what I was telling them, I don't know what happened to that information. All I know is we're not done. My main concern today, and where I need your help, if it's available. I don't know what's available as far as help for us. But I think that this outfit, Underground Utilities, should be banned from bidding on any projects in Delaware. It's an out-of-state outfit. We're putting money in somebody that's out-of-state when we got state workers, and we got people unemployed and everything else, and we're giving money to an outfit that's coming all the way from Linden, New Jersey. And the project was mismanaged. If you're going from here to New York in a car, you're going to start off here and you're going to end up there. When you got to get there? You got to get there on a certain day. So you know how far you got to go. You know about where you got to be at such and such a time. Benchmarks. You would think a contractor would have benchmarks and know where they're supposed to be. Well, I don't think they did have benchmarks. I think they got an ending. And all they're saying is, by the time the contract is up, May of 11 or 12, whenever, we're going to be there.
Dale, we do try to keep this portion of our council meeting limited. I appreciate your comments. I will ask our county attorney, to what extent is Mr. Izzo able to address these issues today?
Before county council, I believe that it would be improper for him to address those because this is the public forum. It is not on the agenda. However, these public members are free to talk to Mr. Izzo just like they can any other day.
Okay.
And address issues.
I appreciate that information.
Yeah. Dale,
it seems like I accomplished absolutely nothing by staying up here voicing this. They should be banned from bidding. They're costing Delaware money. They're inconveniencing us.
I mean, I'm no attorney, but interstate commerce laws mandate that we have an open bid process. If there are infractions, I'm sure that we can take that into consideration with respect to out-of-state, even in-state firms. I would ask that maybe you, is that about all you have?
That's it, basically.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and if you and your colleagues would like to maybe stick around, Mr. Godwin and Mr. Izzo.
Mike, are you available for them to talk to Kenyon, like in the back table here in the back corner, maybe?
Well, let's get these last two folks who want to speak on up here. Fred Nelson? Is Fred still here?
Here, by you. Come up.
Hi, Fred. I do have your name right?
This has nothing to do with...
No, I understand.
That's right. We're going to give you another topic.
No, this is not a problem. Well, maybe it is a problem. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
We try to keep this to about 3 minutes, Fred.
I was saddened and sickened a little bit the other day, again. I guess you've seen this.
No.
What does it say?
This piece of past history is now gone. In Millville, the store.
Next to the fire hall?
I'm sure Mr. Cullen knows about it.
It went real fast.
And I've seen this many times over the years here. And being in the business of using old wood, et cetera, for reuse, I came over here to find out whether there was a permit needed to tear down these beautiful old structures in Sussex County, and I find out that there isn't any. Nothing. Just knock them down. Go for it. And I was wondering whether you all, we could get some kind of a permit process in place where some of this material can be salvaged. Maybe they could reuse it right there on the property, or somehow we could put it somewhere. But it's a shame to see Sussex County going one by one by one, and it's sitting over now and the dump's gone. I happened to go down to that lot yesterday to see whether there was something. It's flat and gone. It's in the dumps. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's in the city limits of Millville.
Correct. That particular one.
Yes. So we wouldn't have jurisdiction in any way. But we have talked about it before, I think, with our historical guy, about the issue of a demolition permit. And I don't think we've ever acted on it. But we have. It has been on our radar screen. But I concur with you. It was an older building, and I missed it. It was there one day and gone the next.
Just gone. I mean, 150-year-old.
If you'd like a point counterpoint, Mr. Wilson, what is your opinion?
And I would like to maybe have an opportunity to sit.
We better not get started. That topic has been before council before. It probably will be before us again. We are home to thousands and thousands of registered historic structures in the county, and private property owners are welcome to register their private property with the National Historic Register.
Right.
But at this time, as you indicate, we don't have those regulations in place.
Could we think about it?
We have been thinking about it.
We've discussed it. Just the majority at this point don't want to take any action in that area, the majority of this council.
The majority of the council does not.
But it was discussed not long ago. Yes.
And nothing happened?
How would you like...
As I pointed out before, Mr. President, this is the time for members of the public to make statements, bring things up before us, but it's not the proper time to use that to put something on the agenda that was not properly advertised.
I believe there was a draft ordinance at one time. You may want to talk with Mr. Guy, and if he and possibly our clerk could find the meeting where we discussed this, you could maybe review the minutes and look at the draft.
We do have a historical planner with the county. You could talk to him. He actually was, I think, supportive of the county maybe looking at this. So you could talk to him and see.
What is his name?
Mr. Guy there, of course. We'll take care of it.
Mr. Guy. Okay. We're going to go ahead and move on. Thank you very much for your comments.
I can ask you one quick
Mr. Wilson, you have the floor.
What makes you such an expert on this home that you know it should have been saved?
I've been doing this, sir, since I was a little boy. I'm 68, so
you want to save
55 years. Huh?
And you want to save all the old homes you go by, or are you just had this particular house? What do you want to do?
My particular home over in Pettyjohn Road in Harbison has many, many, many artifacts in it of homes from Sussex County. particularly wood that's been taken out of particular homes. I've reused it to make flooring, to make radiator covers, to make ceilings, et cetera. That's what I've done with that, because there was nothing else to do with it.
What you're saying, you like to took the wood. That's what you like to do. My lawyer says we have to talk too much. I got to quit.
Fred, Mr. Wilson will probably be here a few minutes after the county council adjourns, if you'd like to stick around. We do have another event at 1:30, though. Roberta, are you in the audience? Thank you very much, Fred.
Thank you.
Well, you give us something to talk about.
Good afternoon. Since the council will not be meeting again until 2011, for the final time this year, I'm requesting an update on the status of the two Board of Adjustment appointments and also of the recommendations made at the workshop held by the County Council. Nearly 6 months have gone by since the two terms of Board of Adjustment members were up, and 4 months since the workshop, and still nothing has been done. When can we expect some action on these issues, and how can we get it on the agenda?
My response would be next year. Now, at this point, we're over.
Obviously.
We're done. Yeah.
But, I mean, how soon next year?
I'd listen to it immediately, so I don't know.
It's one of those issues that the council has taken under advisement, and at this point, there's no plan, no firm plans.
It's festering.
Okay. I mean, okay. Terms of office, 6 months? This just isn't right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Does council have any other business before we go into executive session? If not, I will say that I wanted to ask about the 1:30 appointment. That is still on, Mr. Baker?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Is this inside or outside? And I want an honest answer.
Where are your jacket?
I was unable to talk to the representative this morning. But.
Okay. We're very concerned about Ms. Deaver's health. I'll entertain a motion to go into the executive session.
So moved.
Second, please.
Let's go.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. I'm not the oldest.